Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Sounds like I just sniffed a rail of coke right before you started that intro, Tommy. This is going to be a really wired episode of the Minxcast. We're all high on blow.
Woo!
Yeah! Pass the stuff over, Nick.
Yeehaw!
Bummer, Rev's not here. All right, that's my good friend Top Shelf over there.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite Mono Nick.
Hello.
The mighty Reverend Enfuego is still married.
Yeah.
He's still dealing with all his married life involves, like honeymoons and things like that. But I believe he'll be back tomorrow. So, not on the podcast, of course, but he'll be back on the BJ and Migs show.
We can only hope.
Yeah, and I'm sure next week we'll get lots of cool stuff. I wish he was here this week because I'm completely unprepared. I don't have anything really planned. I've been sucked into a rabbit hole in the other room of the Kelly and Michael drama.
Uh-oh.
That's happening on the Live with Kelly and Michael.
Yeah, she's back now, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see if this audio will work, but I just saw, like, I guess she came back to a standing ovation. So here. Scoop, right?
Kelly Ripa returned to Live Tuesday morning, where she took center stage to address the recent controversy over Michael Strahan leaving the show to co-host Good Morning America full-time.
Guys, our long national nightmare is over.
Joking that there were snipers ready for her in case she went too far off script, Kelly explained how she felt when she heard the news.
So what transpired, it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration.
Yeah.
And most importantly, respect in the workplace.
Despite the serious issue she raised, she tried to keep it light, joking about her absence with her audience.
I needed a couple of days to gather my thoughts. After 26 years with this company, I earned the right. And let's be honest, I know half of you called in sick to be here, so we get each other.
Ultimately, she said she feels good about the future of the show, and she congratulated Michael on his career move.
I am thrilled for Michael. This is a tremendous opportunity, and
this, this is her time.
And
my
we
bad.
Couldn't be prouder of you and everything we accomplished.
She's looking at him.
Kelly ended the speech by putting all of this drama into perspective.
And then made out with Michael.
My dad, who was a bus driver for 30 years, thinks we're all crazy. And I think he's right.
For more trending stories, check out people.com.
There you go. That's the big update. Came out to a standing ovation.
My life can go on now.
Right? But then I'm like reading all this crap of all like he said, she's, you know, because we heard that like Michael apparently always rolls in an entourage and she hates him and all this crap.
Right.
Now I'm reading that Michael hates her because she's crazy, basically. So he can't wait to get away from it because I guess it's just like a very hostile work environment.
She sounds like a joy to be around. I don't know why you would say that.
I mean, yeah, it sounded, she sounded very nice. Her dad's a bus driver.
Yeah.
I wish they would just flesh it out on the air.
Yeah,
I mean, how awesome would that be? Could you imagine if they just said, you know what? F it. Turn on the microphones, turn on the cameras, and let's hash this out.
Right.
Let's have you go out in a blaze of glory. I hate you because of this. You hate me because of this. Let's see what the audience thinks.
That would be so awesome.
I would watch it. I'd take the day off to watch it.
Hell yeah.
That'd be like Jerry Springer.
Right.
Yeah.
Have him moderate it.
That'd be awesome. It sounds so fake the way that it's going right now.
It does. It's you can tell that there is serious tension between the two, which makes me wonder why she is that upset. Like, if they don't like each other, she should be, like, dancing about the fact that he's leaving.
Yeah.
It's communication. I don't like that I wasn't told.
I can't even believe that they're back together doing the show. Like, if they really had that big of a problem with each other, just take
it. Here's why.
Yeah.
They probably said, hey, come back. This will be a ratings bonanza.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like, today's show will probably make, like, ridiculous ratings for them.
Yeah,
are we in sweeps?
May sweeps. We're going right into it, man.
Yeah. Perfect timing for this.
Who the hell orchestrated this? Vince McMahon?
Right?
I feel like all of this is just a bunch of baloney, man.
Jerry.
You have Jerry Springer moderate it. You have Judge Judy decide on who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah.
And then
you gotta have that Steve guy sit in the front row in case things go sideways.
Steve Wilkos,
like the old school Steve.
Yeah, oh, bring him back to his roots.
Don't give him a mic though.
That's right. You're not a host anymore. You're security again.
Who is that Australian guy who did the show just like Jerry Springer, like back in the 90s?
I have no idea.
Australian guy.
Crocodile Dundee. Paul
yes,
Hogan.
Yes, that's it. Put another shrimp on the Bobby.
That's not a knife. Why didn't they do a porn parody and be like, that's not a dong?
Yeah.
Gordon
Elliott. Yes, I remember him. Did they ever do a Crocodile Dundee porn parody? I know.
I'll look
that
it up.
I know of.
I'm sure once you start typing in, did they ever do a crocodile, it'll fill out the rest, because I bet everybody wants to know.
Where'd the R go?
Because right there, that would be the ultimate, they got to do it. How do we make that happen?
Oh, wait. Crocodile Blondie, 1986.
Nice.
All right, now I think as part of our job, we need to watch this Crocodile Blondie to see if they use the line, that's not a, this is a,
right?
And then just thrash fest.
Oh, they have to.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to.
It's 1 hour and 13 minutes long, so it's got to be in there.
There's at least 15 minutes of dialogue.
Yeah.
When you can buy it now for $69.95.
Or watch it on X Videos.
Yeah. For free. Is it available on
X Videos?
Oh, all
right. Right here.
All right, I'm pulling it up. We got to listen to it. I'm sorry, Toppy. This could go bad. So
we need some paper.
All right, so see, you don't need content on the Mixcast. You just go in here and start talking about porn. X Videos, Crocodile.
Careful.
Blondie.
It's
D-E-E.
Of course, because it's like, all right, here we go. Let's see what that shows up.
Hello.
Crocodile Blondie. Amber Lynn was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Amber Lynn. Very nice.
Didn't Amber Lynn like show up on the radio at some point?
It was Ginger Lynn.
Ginger Lynn. There's all these Amber. All right. Pulling it up. Oh, this is the intro?
It sounds very 80s porn.
Got the satin sheets.
It does. Amber Lynn and Eric Edwards stars in
Something Naughty.
Crocodile Blondie.
You know what? Now that you're talking about this, I remember seeing an ad for this in like the penthouses of the day.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, like they advertised the crap out of this movie. Now that I
also stars
it.
Siobhan Hunter, Randy West.
I know Randy.
Yep. Randy was he was in all of these. He was like the Steve Buscemi of porn.
Right.
I was like 7 when this came out, so nice. This was definitely not on my radar.
I feel like we should watch at least the first scene.
Yeah, back in these days, there's about 6 guys doing porn.
Directed by John Fredericks.
I don't know him.
Me neither.
Was Nick Manning doing work
Nick
back
Manning.
Those days?
I love how zero effort was done in the intro. It's just a still shot of satin. Like, look at this. That's just how much show.
Oh, yeah, it's just sheets.
Yeah, just sheets. All right, I got to fast.
They're poofed, though. They're like, they got ridges and valleys.
Like, does anybody really need to know who produced this film?
You know?
Like, do we need to give credits at the beginning of...
This is back when it wasn't just straight to the...
Yeah, the Gonzo-style porn.
Then again, Gonzo. I mean, you no one's going to watch the credits at the end, so I guess you got to watch the credits in the beginning.
I'm turning it off after the first scene.
All right, here's the first scene. Oh, they're panning out from a scene of nature, which is just a tree.
This sounds artsy.
That's birds in the air. This is wow, she's already just... They already just get right into it. Look, yeah. Toppy.
Oh, yeah.
There's no dialogue.
What happened to the plot?
I mean, come on. Not that way. All right, I'll just fast forward.
She's a hard worker.
Yeah, I mean, right to it, Crocodile. There's got to be a conversation in this. Wow, they're just really still going. This is like, I'm about 5 minutes in. This is longer than I would think that the scene could go. All right, I'm 14 minutes in. Nope, my wife just texted. That's awkward. All right, here we go. Here's some dialogue. Here we go. Crocodile Blondie.
Like I said, it's in the eyes. Bye.
She just left him.
In the eyes.
All right, here we go. They're in the building.
I want to know how many, Rita, and I want to know the truth. You've been coming in here week after week, filling me full of lies, and I will not tolerate any more lies.
Yeah, Rita.
So.
How many men have you had sex with today?
Right? Today.
Rita, 6. I'm waiting for an answer. Look.
Look.
When you agreed to therapy, you promised
Let me see the therapist.
To be honest with me. So I'm going to ask you one more time.
I don't know her.
Have you had sex today?
Today.
Today.
Oh, yeah, there's Amber Lynn. I remember her.
Yes.
I bet it's at least 2.
How many?
I'm saying 3.
I'm saying 6.
How many men or how many orgasms?
What?
Men.
Wait.
How many men?
How many men or how many happy endings?
Right.
Okay.
We can say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 men.
Oh.
No, 4 men.
Damn it.
Which is it? 3 or 4
I
men?
I said 3.
4 men, 7 orgasms.
Whoa.
7. Orgasms?
What time of the day is it?
For Christ's sakes, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, could you have taken a break for lunch?
Hey, I don't think she's being very helpful and supportive of her client.
No. No,
she's totally ripping her.
Very accusatory.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shaming her. All right, let's see what else she has to say.
She doesn't need lunch if she's, you know, doing what's being shown in the videos.
Right, she's getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
I took time out for lunch. I went to a fast food restaurant.
Amber Lynn sounds like a dope, doesn't she?
In and out, in and out.
Okay. Oh, she went to an in and out. Get it? In
it.
And out. I like that they had to keep saying it over and over because we couldn't get the great humor.
I'll take that animal style.
I do not find anything about your problem amusing.
No.
You are a very disturbed woman. Look, doctor. Why don't we just forget about all this?
Are they going to have sex or this?
Are they going to have girl on girl here?
They better.
Oh, I think that's hot. The, yeah.
Sex therapy.
Here, let me help you.
Yeah, okay.
You don't need men.
What do you propose that we do?
You need women.
Well, we could always take off your cue.
Oh, they are going to have sex.
Go.
Yes. All right. I'm going to end it right there, I think.
Thank you.
just to save Toppy from having to bleep anything.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, dude. We played about 2 minutes of audio.
Yeah.
No curse words.
Right.
Yeah.
Granted, they said orgasm a lot of times, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's clinical.
How many men or how many orgasms?
Yeah. That's because that was a professional discussion, Steve. Mm-hmm.
It was clinical.
Right.
Yeah,
they were in the office place. If they were naked, we could not play that audio.
No, they'd be seeing bad
things. They were fully clothed. Well, I now know what I'm going to do later on today. Finish watching this movie. I want to see how it ends.
TMI, man.
You don't want me to text you when I'm watching it?
Are you going
to
wait till you get home or on the ride? On the drive home?
Yeah, just right there. Down by
good question. My wife is taking a half day. I might need to just do this on the ride home.
Sure.
I know. Angie called in sick to school today, so I can't go home and do that.
Actually, I should not watch it. I'm not going to watch it today. I just realized we're in a baby-making mode.
Oh, right.
Nice. So I need to save everything.
Attaboy.
Yeah. What year are we on for that?
Oh, man, it's been a long time. This is a year that I will go to a fertility doctor, though. I've told her that.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because she doesn't want me to.
Right.
Because she doesn't like the image of me taking care of business at the doctor's office. Which I agree is a very weird thing to visualize.
Well, you could do it at home and come in with a Ziploc bag and say, no, I already took care of it.
Right. Sure.
I was watching this movie, Crocodile Blondie. This is the movie I'll watch. I'll
in
save
my car.
This. I'm going to save this for the fertility doctor.
It's still warm.
Yeah.
Hurry up, get it to the freezer.
Yeah, I timed it because I knew when I would get there, and then I wanted to get here when I got there.
Well, that video sure beats anything I watched about Kelly and Michael. Why don't they do a porn parody of that?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Kelly with an I.
Yeah.
I don't know what Michael's name. Michael well strung. Well hung.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael well hung.
Michael well hung.
Michael, yeah.
It could be like stay hard, right?
Michael Stakes.
Yeah, that would work.
Yes.
And well, Kelly Ripa, I mean, you could do a lot with
that. Yeah, you can.
I don't even know if I want to start.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be a great adult film. We should be. Yes. We should create our own porn parodies. On pop culture.
Okay, yeah.
This is our new line of work. The Minxcast presents. All right.
You
well,
do Donald Trump and Tom Brady, right?
There you go. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Leave Tom alone. He's busy with me.
That's not even fake.
We should broadcast live from the Donald Trump rally when it happens here in Washington. I wonder if Trump would come on our podcast. What do you think?
I was on a radio show he came on, so I know he's done it in the past.
Yeah, he does radio from time to time. I would like to talk to Donald Trump, and not because I know like the easy thing to do would be to make him, you know, get into an argument with him, and hopefully that would lead to us being in the news or something, and, you know, having a yelling match with Donald Trump. But I think it would be really fun just to talk to him and just kind of like be like, just hear his stories, man. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, did you really think that this was going to happen? And what's like the negative, like how has the negativity been treating you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a pretty fascinating thing. If you remove all of your political opinions and just talk to a guy who was a real estate mogul, then a television reality star, mm-hmm. and now he's running for president of our country and gaining a lot of traction.
Yeah.
And then ask him what he thinks about Crocodile Blondie.
I'm sure he's seen it a couple of times.
I'm sure he has an opinion about it.
Yeah.
He could probably fund, if we get in good with Trump, he could probably be our backer for these movies.
For the porn, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, bring him in, you know, under the guise that we're want to talk about.
Yeah.
President. Like, dude, we're really looking for a porn backer.
Yeah, that's all we want. Hey, this was really good talk. I hope we help bring more attention to your cause. Now let's talk about the real stuff. This is our version of Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. That could be a whole other show in itself.
Yeah.
We're the Shark Tank, and people propose their porn parody ideas to us.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, tell us more about your porn parody idea.
And no, then we decide, act out a scene.
Right. And then we say, hey, our anonymous backer, whose name rhymes with Schmonald Schmump, might back this one if we say it's cool.
Right. That sounds great, man.
This is the type of podcast that happens when you don't have anything prepared. I do have actually a couple of things.
With all the things that he has involved with, the pageants and all that, and he's into bitches.
Yeah. let's just get straight to the meat of the matter, Donald. Mm.
Yeah, we get some inside material on what goes behind the scenes of those beauty pageants, and then we could do a porn parody of the beauty pageant.
Right. We call it the pageant rejects.
Oh yeah.
What do they do when they're not good enough to be a pretty princess? They become a dirty whore.
They try out for Donald's other money-making ventures.
Yes. And of course, this is all the Miss Washington, the adult versions.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just thought of a girl we could get to play it.
Who?
Maybe somebody who's been in that circle before, who's been ousted.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Our girl?
Mm-hmm.
Former Miss Washington?
As long as she doesn't stab us.
Oh, we want her to be stabbed. Yeah, this is awful.
I know. We're terrible.
Yeah. We're like, I'll see, like, we're Snapchat buddies, so I see some of her snaps.
Oh, good.
Seems like things are going good for her.
That's good.
Yeah. And you just don't know. Like, that would be actually a fun talk. Maybe we should get her on because,
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard the stories, but sure. We haven't heard from her.
Right.
I wonder if she would be willing to talk about all that stuff. Like, it was such an awkward thing. Like, and for those that don't know, like, that Stormy Keffler, who is a former employee here at KISW, she was one of our wrecking crew people, a street teamer. She was also a part of the Seattle Mist, the Legends Football League, sorry.
That's right.
And then became Miss Washington. We had her on. It was pretty cool. And then we were the kiss of death. And soon after, she had to relinquish her crown. Because of a couple stories in the news, I guess before she became Miss Washington, she got hit with a DUI, and I guess she didn't give up that information, and you're supposed to, so that kind of bit her in the ass. And then she was in the news because of a former Seattle Sounder, I can't remember his name, but there was an incident that happened where he was stabbed, and I still don't know really what happened. Like, there was a lot of hearsay and a lot of speculation in the news, but it never...
I never heard anything more about it.
And it never said that it was her.
Right.
It was just kind of... She kind of got lumped into the story.
She wouldn't cooperate with the police at the time. And yeah, so there were a lot of red flags.
Like, all we know is our experiences with her, and she's a super cool, nice person, but I don't know what the hell is happening in these stories. And, you don't want to jump to conclusions, but man... It'd be interesting to hear her perspective of what the hell happened and how her life has been since then, because it kind of sucks. I mean...
Was that like October of last year?
Not
or
that long
like
ago.
That?
Yeah.
So it's been a little while, though, for maybe the dust to settle a little bit.
Yeah, I think she'd be a little bit more comfortable. And at this point, she has nothing to lose. I mean, they stripped the title from her, which was a big deal. Yeah, but... Be kind of interesting to hear what her. I mean, we could call her, but I don't want to just ambush her. And
yeah.
Feel like that would be, hey, let's set this up in advance.
Yeah.
Let's make sure there's no sharp objects around. No, I'm just kidding. Of course. Just joking.
Well, we can take it over the phone, right?
Yes, that's true. I don't think we would bring up our porn parody idea yet. Maybe be interview number two.
Okay.
Although I think she would have no problem joking around about it.
Right.
Yeah, we'll feel her out during the first one.
Everything we say sounds wrong.
Yeah, good point.
All right, well, maybe next time we'll take a stab at having her on.
Oh. Hey,
oh, nope, sorry. All right. One guy I wanted to talk about is, and we talked a little bit about it on BJ and Migs, I have a new favorite basketball player, which is saying a lot because I really don't watch any basketball.
Right.
And my new favorite basketball player has nothing to do with his basketball abilities. Honestly, all I know is he's a forward and he plays for the Golden State Warriors. His name is Draymond Green. And he did a press conference. And if you missed it this morning on BJ and Migs, it's out there on the internet. I put it on my blog, but we'll play you a clip from it. Some idiot reporter that was really just fishing for a headline, trying to make a connection between the Warriors scoring a bunch and nailing a bunch of three-pointers, like where they're raining three-pointers. It's a flood of three-pointers. They're playing the Houston Rockets, where their community is being completely rocked by these floods, killing people, which is the part that makes me just scratch my head why he thinks this would be a fun relate when it's connected to death and a real tragic story in Houston. So this reporter, and I say reporter really lightly in this situation, I guess asked these questions to Draymond at practice at one point, and he blew him off. And then he asks it again at a press conference after the Warriors just beat the Rockets on a Sunday night. And here's how it all went down. Oh, wait, wrong one.
They're trash.
the one that says Draymond Green.
Goes off?
Yeah, goes off on reporter. Sorry.
Draymond, here's an interesting question. So last year you visited us. Game three, there was no flood. You win. Game four, there was flood. You lose. And this year you visit us. Game three, there's a flood. You win. Game four, there's no flood. Game three, there's flood. You
get
lose.
It together,
game four,
man.
There's no flood. You win.
Brother,
so
you asked me about the flood in practice the other day. You know, and I said I pray for the city of Houston because you don't want to see anyone go through that. I feel like you keep trying to get at like us hitting threes or something, and you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, because I feel sorry for the people of Houston. People are losing their homes, losing their cars, losing their lives, losing loved ones, and you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me about the threes we're hitting. I know what you're getting at, but you're not getting that out of me. It sucks. Stop trying to do that. That's not cool, man. You keep asking me the same question about this flood. These people are losing their lives, bro. Losing their homes. Don't ask me that no more, because it ain't cool, and you're not getting the statement you want out of me. That's not cool, man. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I feel like that was his filtered answer. Like, I would love to know what was going on in his head as that guy was asking the question. Because all I'm picturing is, like, you watch the video and he's stumbling over his words, this reporter. I mean, his own brain is telling him that this is a stupid thing to say. He's, like, his brain is making it difficult for him to get out the question. I can only imagine in Draymond's head, he's like, this mother effer is asking me this again. I've already had this conversation with him. I wish he could just go off, like, seriously go off on the dude.
Yeah, like, my tension, like, my adrenaline started going just listening
right.
to him answer that, and, like, I could only imagine what he was feeling there.
I just have a hard time with people when they're trying to, like, make funny connections and take jokes when people are dying. Like,
yeah.
it's... And I get it. And this isn't like, you know, I know comedians do it, and I always try my best not to, like, do jokes that involve people dying, but, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, if we're talking about a celebrity. But this wasn't a situation where it was even like him trying to be funny. Like, he's trying to ask a guy a question at a press conference, which I think press conferences in general are just the most mind-numbingly stupid things in the world. Like, it's just like, oh, it's like, okay, what are they going to say that's really that interesting?
Right.
But that's part of the gig. And this guy's got the dumbest thing he's got to ask. And Draymond's like, I can't believe I'm even having to answer this. This stupid mother effer is asking the same thing I've already told him I don't want to answer, all because he's trying to get a headline out of the guy.
Yeah, hopefully that reporter gets blacklisted for the rest of the playoffs.
Like, yeah, I don't
keep
even
him out of there.
Who is this guy anyway? Yeah. I want to know what I would like. Somebody needs to make a montage of this guy's questions that he's asked to other athletes in the past years. Really curious.
Yeah.
I tweeted about it. I'm like, hey, man, he's my new favorite basketball player. But I realized I don't even follow the guy. I should follow him. So then I check his Twitter page, and I'm like, I'm really glad I picked him as my new favorite basketball player because he's a funny dude. So I go on his Twitter page, and he's got all these different videos where he shares his opinion on things. And it's a great, like, quick little montage. It's got stupid music playing in the background. And he says, you know, I have a lot of opinions, so let me share my thoughts on some stuff. This first clip, it's on his Twitter page, which is at Money23Green. And it's hashtag Draymond Speaks. Here's his opinion on hecklers.
They're trash.
Here's his opinion on Here's his opinion on people who only play one position in basketball.
That's trash.
Here's his opinion on players that flop.
Pfft, trash.
And my favorite, here's what he thinks about kale.
Trash.
I like this guy.
Right?
He sends a theme.
He also has videos on how to trash talk people on the field or in the court. He just seems like he's a fun-loving dude. So, I mean, what a great guy to have be the dude that's like, yo, shut the F up. And then you go look more information about the guy, and you realize, oh, this guy seems like a pretty decent guy. Like, it seems like a fun guy to hang around.
Yeah. Good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. Also in the world of sports, before we get to the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages, you know, I'm a big hockey fan, and I don't know if you've caught this, but the playoffs are going on right now, and because you got teams that play on the East Coast, but you're trying to satisfy the fans on the West Coast, the time zones screw everything up. So you're trying to schedule games that make it so that you can get the most ratings-wise.
Yeah.
So the Chicago Blackhawks, of course, they're playing in the Central time zone, which is a couple hours ahead. So they're trying to make it so that when people come home on the West Coast, they can still watch these games. So their games have been at like 8 o'clock at night,
ugh,
which sucks because it seems like every game's going to overtime. So in Chicago, I mean, I just watched the game with the Islanders. I think it went to double overtime. And the game didn't end until after 11 o'clock on the East Coast, which is fine here because, you know, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm still able to watch it before I go to bed. I like that. But
yeah,
not everybody has my schedule, whereas we can watch games at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some people would like to watch it at 6 when they get home. So that's why they do all these wonky time zone things with the scheduling.
Well, the network's got it right because they're on the prime time the entire time. So.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that's unfortunately, it's a bummer, and I think people would realize, well, how the hell are the Mariners staying afloat when nobody's going to their games? Really, attendance at the games is not the moneymaker for these teams.
Yep.
It's the television rights. So, of course, they're going to worry more about the TV rights than they're ever going to worry about the guy that's at the game staying up until 11 o'clock at night to watch his favorite team play. So the announcer, though, kind of hit his breaking point, Pat Foley, for the Chicago Blackhawks. He got a little annoyed that their game started at 8:42 at night. That was the game start for the Blues-Blackhawks game in the first round, which, spoiler alert, I say spoiler alert because this has been an ongoing complaint, and last year, the commissioner, his response to people were like, hey, why are the games so late? His response was, well, you could always tape them.
Very true. That's what we did back in the day.
It's just like, okay, thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for telling me to wait till the next day to watch a game when there's social media.
Yeah, this is not back in the day.
Right. Back in the day, you could show the Olympics 20 hours after the event happened and still not know what happened.
Yeah.
So this is Pat Foley finally just hitting his breaking point about the time difference when it comes to playing games at 8:42 at night.
We have had a tremendous series between two great teams here, and it has been compelling theater. The games have been tied or one-goal games 96% of the time so far. But this is the third time in five games that a start time of 8:42 local was mandated. I can say with certainty, players cannot stand these late starts. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them. So as we approach midnight Eastern again, work night, a school night, a simple question. An 8:42 puck drop serves who will be best?
Serves Steve in
Seattle.
Serves
everybody else.
It serves everyone on the West Coast.
Why is he bitching about this?
He's had it. That's why Top Shelf.
Because he can't get home.
Baby.
I like
it's
it,
your freaking job, dude. Shut up.
That's a solid point. What do they have to wake up for the next day?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're pro athletes.
It's interesting. He's like, it serves this person, doesn't serve this person. Oh, and it also doesn't serve the fans. The fans are, I guess, that's the one I could be like, okay, I get it. Like, a lot of us fans have to wake up in the morning, and it does suck. But for the players, I don't know. I don't really. I'm not going to cry a river for the players
and the staff that covers the games and everything. That's what they do,
right? It's not like, oh, I got to get up now at 6 a.m. and cover another hockey game. There's no hockey games going on at 6 a.m.
Yeah, what are they going to put it on at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when no one's at home to watch it?
Yeah, I mean,
does this guy not realize that Monday Night Football starts at 8:30 Eastern time every week?
Yep.
And Sunday night, same thing. I mean, the NFL, you don't hear them crying about it.
And you're damned if you do and you don't, because you know there are people, like, it's easy for us, obviously, to be like, oh, it sucks for...
Well,
like,
we're West Coast, yeah, exactly.
But, like, some people on the West Coast will also complain about the early, the time start for football, because, like, I got work to do.
Or
I can't
church or whatever, yeah.
I mean, it's you can't please everybody.
Ugh.
In fact, more often than not, by trying to please one person or some people, everybody's upset. There's no winning.
So the 18,000 people that go there, you know, they know that they're going to be up late, they're going to get to work, you're going to be tired, but they're going to see a playoff game. And the rest of the country, you know, that's at home, well, it's good for the sport.
And you know what? Everyone that's going to work is going to be tired, too. And that's going to, I don't know. I think there's something fun about that, as stupid as it might sound. But like,
no, I'm with you, man.
You go into the workplace and go, bro, I didn't get any sleep. How about that Blackhawks game? And then right. your coworker's like, dude, I know.
Another overtime game.
How crazy is this? It's going to be over soon. Well, for a Blackhawk fan, spoiler alert, it's over already.
I had it taped, man. Come on.
I'm sorry. The Blues have moved on to the next round.
This is the third time.
Shut up. What a baby.
So now we're going to call Pat Foley because we're... No, I'm just
good.
Kidding.
I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, I bet you would. I love it. How are things going with you guys? Life good?
Life's great.
Yeah, grand. Fantastic.
Sun's out.
Yep, sun's out. Guns out. That's right.
I'm on the verge of getting some strawberry plants.
What?
Some strawberries growing, yeah.
You growing nice. Strawberries?
Yeah.
Good call. They're very easy to maintain.
Yeah, super easy. All I gotta do is add a little bit of water every other day.
Yeah.
And then eat.
Dude, my wife had like, a couple years ago, she's like, we should have a little garden. And so I buy a stupid box because we don't have much of a backyard. Toppy, yeah. You see my back.
Yeah, you're a little challenged.
It's a great back.
It's like a nook.
Spatially challenged.
And there's no grass and there's no dirt. It's just
Is there
cement.
Direct sunlight too?
Barely.
Vegetables need a lot of that.
Yeah,
right.
They do. Strawberries don't.
Well, so we get like a little box, we fill it with the dirt and we plant some stuff. And she lasts maybe like a week of watering it, and then it's just dry.
And then she,
and now I have a box of dirt in my back nook, and I have nothing to do with it.
Right.
And every once in a while, weeds will grow out of it, and I'm like, oh, at least something's growing out of this box.
How big's this box?
About 4 feet long by about a foot wide.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's about the thing that I got. One of the strawberry things going. Yeah, we got 40 plants going.
Damn.
Yeah, some out on the deck, and then I got some hydroponically growing inside.
Of course you do.
Oh yeah, you do.
Next what am I going to do with these lights, man?
Bro, I made this strawberry fusion with marijuana.
Dude, I got a buddy that used to grow, and he has one of these gigantic, like $1,000 bulbs. I don't know what they cost, but they look like they're $1,000 each. He is now turned it into like the light of the room.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Because we don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like sunlight.
Oh, I'm growing marijuana on my arms. It's very weird.
I see it up there. I'm like, oh my God.
Where did you get that light, champ?
Oh, I know.
But we got like a hanging basket that we're hanging that had the strawberries.
Yeah, those are cool.
And those things, with lack of care, we were still getting strawberries.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, that makes me excited because I don't know what I'm doing. This is the first time I've ever tried anything like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I've got like 10 hours into the planting and arranging and stuff, and I'm hoping these things grow.
Dude, there's something awesome about eating something that you grew.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it sounds stupid, but it's like just something like one with the earth.
Yeah, that's why I want
one with your box of dirt.
That's why I want a yard so I could do like corn or lettuce or something like that.
I know my wife's like, oh, I wish we had a bigger yard so we could do more stuff. I'm like, what? So we had a bigger yard so we could have more dead plants?
Yeah, that you'd never you water.
Right?
So when I'm at the store, Angie's the exact same way because when I'm at the store getting all the supplies for the strawberries, she's like, oh, why don't I get some plants and I'll pot the plants? And 2 weeks later, her plants still have not been planted. I'm going to go home and do that today because I just can't stand looking at them anymore. I'm just like, just take care of them, man.
There's got to be a better way than giving our significant others all the rope in the world to hang themselves with and watch them just fail.
And then what is it
about? I'm in that world too, man.
Is it anything that has to do with outside stuff too?
It's a lot of that, yeah.
Like, oh, let's get a little dog. I'm like, when we had Lucy and that, I'm like, fine, but I don't need to be in charge of like curbing that dog too. No, don't worry. I'll pick up that dog's poop. It's a little poop. Yeah. Who's picking up the poop all the time now? This guy.
What percentage of the time has she done it?
When I'm not home. Like when I'm gone for a weekend. No,
so not
when
very
I'm gone
often.
For 4 days. If I'm gone for a weekend, I just come back to a weekend's worth of poop to pick up.
Ugh.
And then she's like, oh, I got all these flies hanging in the back nook. I'm like, because it's a poop factory back here.
Right.
Flies love poop. Yeah.
Will she make phone calls for you?
No.
Me neither, man. I asked for 2 weeks to get a bigger garbage can.
Uh-huh.
Just call him. Just
no.
call him.
No.
What is what it? What do I got to do, man?
Got to break some heads.
We had an ant problem. And
frustrating.
She's like, can you, like, we have a problem with ants. I'm like, all right, well, I'll call the people that... Whitworth, they're good people. They listen to, and so I'll give them a shout out.
Sure.
Solid people. I'm like, all right. So I haven't had time yet because I'm busy at work, you know, from the first thing at 8 in the morning. I'm not thinking in the middle of the show, oh, I should call the ant people to come out and spray around the house.
Yeah, you got other things going on.
Like work. So like 9 o'clock in the morning, have you contacted the ant people yet? And I get it. She's freaking out because she doesn't like ants in her house, even though we are much bigger than them and it's not very difficult in the game of life.
Yeah, but like, she's not exterminating them.
I know. So, but in my head, I'm like, Toppy, same thing. Well, why don't you freaking call? Like, it's not that hard.
God.
It's same with... Oh.
Dude, lay the number out on the table. This is what you have to
do. I did all the legwork.
And then I'll be like...
Give her a script to read,
this
right?
This is like, stay positive. Let's change the course.
I know. I'm
like,
you're right. You're so right.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not positive right now.
So then I set up an appointment for it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, all right, well, they're going to come at this time. Well, why didn't you have them come earlier in the day? Because nobody's home earlier in the day. She's like, I would have taken the day off from work if to be there. I'm like, I didn't know that. I scheduled it so that I'd be home because I figured this would be too much of an inconvenience for you. It was too much of an inconvenience for you to call.
Yeah, and like, what are you going to tell your boss? I'm going to stay. I can't come into work today. I got to get rid of ants.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is about house stuff. She doesn't make, like, look, full props to her. She keeps the house nice and clean. She feeds me. She does all the things that I don't want to do. And she does it amazingly. Like, the house is clean all the time. It's a wonderful home. But when it comes to calling anybody, it's like, there's like, even calling to order food. Like, if we're driving and like, we want to get like Indian and I want to go pick it up and we're like,
oh God.
And I'm like, can
just, I don't even want to hear this.
It's like, I got to go, babe, can you reach into my glove compartment? Oh, can you grab my hands-free headphones? Can you plug them into my phone?
Oh, no.
Because she doesn't want to, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I love it because I don't ever have to talk on the phone with her. Like, we're not that couple. Like, we don't spend hours on the phone when we're not near each other. Right. I love that. But, like, she just does not like being on the phone at all. Even to call the Indian food people.
It's food, man.
Right.
I'm calling if I need food.
Oh, all right.
We gotta stay positive.
Whoa.
We gotta stay positive.
This is Rev's fault. Rev's not here. He's usually the miserable one.
Yeah. I warned him before he left, just saying. I did. Hey, you got to be honest with people that you love. And
that's
I love
right.
Rev. So I was honest with him.
What'd you tell him?
Just, you know, some of my problems.
Okay.
And he has some of them already, too.
Yes.
So he knows.
We
and I'm
do.
Just saying that the list of your life is a long time. And these things are going to happen again.
Let's
so
do that for next.
Just so you know.
Next week's podcast, 253-271-4787. One sentence. What is it that drives you nuts about your significant other? Obviously for Toppy, it's...
I gotta stay positive.
Yeah, I just like, you know, misery loves company from time to time.
Positive.
Oh, absolutely.
We're gonna take this negative and turn it into a positive, into a fun segment of hearing people complain about their men and women.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Soul Asylum wrote a song about that, right?
What is it? Somebody
misery
to
loves,
shove?
Misery Loves Company or whatever that song was.
I know that one.
Frustrated at corporate.
I don't know that one.
Come on, the end. You guys played that on the end my entire teenage years.
We played that song?
Yeah.
I only remember, because I need somebody to shove, and I want somebody to shove.
What are you talking about? What band?
Misery.
Soul Asylum.
Soul Asylum.
What was the other song that they had? Black Gold, Runaway Train Never
Runaway
Come.
Train, Black Gold, Somebody to Shove.
Oh, play Somebody to Shove.
I will.
That is a good song.
All right.
At least I thought it was Soul Asylum. I'll look it up real quick.
You could be right. They were so good.
I bought a Soul Asylum album. It's got the little kid walking away from you on the cover.
It's probably the album that has this.
Yeah.
Got it from the Columbia Record House.
I'm free.
I won't lie. I thought it was going to be Collective Soul. I was like, what is this?
Where's Soul that? Asylum. Yeah, oh, song.
That's not Collective Soul.
Yeah.
I like that song back in the day.
I'm sure those two go on tour together from time to time.
There we go. Here's the hook. Oh, I remember the song, yeah.
Waiting for you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone. Yeah.
They were happy.
Do they have Minnesota band, I think?
For you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone.
Break it down.
Damn, you're good. Minneapolis.
Yeah. Dude, this is my wheelhouse. Alt rock from the 90s. This guy was getting like some serious poon back in the day too. Like, I think Winona Ryder.
Damn. Yeah, I think that's right.
I remember like finding that moment when you realize that the guys on top of Rock Mountain have fallen drastically off of Rock Mountain. It was like they were on top of the world. They could play like places like the Paramount. And then it was like several years ago, you could go see them if you had X amount of the Marlboro miles.
Oh no.
I think it was like at like that the backstage bar in Ballard that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
I can't remember the name, Backdoor or something.
That sounds right.
It's like fit like 200 people.
Yeah, the Backdoor Lounge or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And all you had to do is come in with enough Marlboro miles.
Because that's what I want to do is go to a show with a bunch of chain smokers at Marlboro.
Right?
Yeah, get that's, the Pall Mall.
It's actually not so bad because they're outside a lot when you're in the drink line. So, you know.
Good point. My mom used to get some sick stuff from Marlboro because of that.
They had some miles. Sweet jackets.
She's like, Steven, I got you a new jacket. It's this nice red jacket.
It's red, yeah.
I get home, and it says Marlboro on it. I'm like, what do I want this, Mom?
I can't wear this to school. They'll kick me out.
I had a Marlboro duffel bag. A lighter. My mom,
Zippo.
She was crushing two packs of Marlboro Reds.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's some heavy smoking.
That's a lot of Marlboro miles.
Yeah, it is. Man.
I was chain smoking Camels back in the Camel Bucks days.
Camel Lights?
No, Camel Filter Hard Pack.
Ooh.
Yeah. Man. Marlboros were my second choice.
I was always a light guy. Still am.
Yeah, I didn't figure it
out. You still smoking cigarettes?
Every once in a while.
Still bouncing back and forth from the vaping and the cigarettes.
Yeah. Nothing beats a nice cigarette, man. Especially when I'm drinking.
Like, I see
beer
a lot of
cigarettes, great.
I know a lot of people when they're drinking, they're smoking cigarettes. And people I never even knew smoked cigarettes ever.
That's when they all come out. Like, I'll be out by myself having a cigarette outside the bar. Mm-hmm. And literally, my entire group of friends come out, and none of them smoke. And they're like, hey, can I bum a cigarette? I'm like, seriously? I got to fund everybody's smoking habits here? Mm-hmm. Well, I only smoke when I drink. Well, me too, but I bought a pack on my way here.
You could be like when I was with Kevin from Metal Shop in Dallas. He doesn't drink, but he smokes from time, very rarely. But every once in a while, we were just walking around the streets, and he'd just go up to random people. Can I buy a cigarette off of you? And I always think that's the funniest thing.
I hate it when somebody does that to me.
So what do you do at that point?
To pay for it.
What would you charge for one cigarette?
Nowadays,
$1?
If I accepted it,
a quarter?
Maybe 50 cents, because that's about what they cost.
Just out of principle.
Then you should just say $1.
I don't even care.
Bitch.
Just take a cigarette.
I get that.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Though.
But you can change your way, and you can help pad your wallet and just say, yeah, I'll do it for $1, you know? Sure.
And if they bitch, then you'd be like, look at them. Like, welcome to America, the home of capitalism. Now suck it.
Kick them in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I have had that thought, but like deep
this
in the back.
This is Russia.
In the back recesses of my mind, I want to believe that I'm just giving it to them because that's one less cigarette that I can smoke.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I've thought like that before.
Yeah. Like, thank you for taking this from
right. My throat really needed this.
Right. Meanwhile, someone asked me for a French fry. I straight up punch them. No, you can't have it. Why didn't you get the... I always hate that when like you go out to dinner and someone will order whatever they order and like I'll get a salad and then I get the burger with the fries
right.
And then like can I have a couple of your fries? I'm like, you had the opportunity, but you're Mr. Health conscious, so you decided to get the salad. Now all of a sudden you want to dip into my fries? Kiss my ass. I didn't ask for an olive.
Right.
I gotta stay positive.
Gotta stay positive.
Let's do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages.
Right, let's do it.
Oh yeah. Give it to me. Not a cigarette.
That's right. You got mail.
The next guest emails douches.
How do we get that played at like a rave?
I don't know. It's definitely worthy. Yeah.
We got to get a hold of USC Events, the people that put on all the big like Freak Night and Paradiso. They need to give us like a, like let us host a stage at like Paradiso, and like that's just the song that we play, and then we just say hi to everybody, and we just walk off and go back to staring at hot chicks wearing next to nothing.
That'd be a trip down memory lane,
right? I want to go to Paradiso so bad. But I don't want to look like the old guy that's at Paradiso.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know I'll start what I mean? Getting naked. And
right. Like, I want to go. I genuinely do love raves. Like, I mean, not even the drugs. Obviously, the drugs were a lot of fun back in those days.
Yes, they were.
But the people watching is on. I mean, it's up there with anything else.
There's people having sex on the floor.
There's everything. Dancing, the lights. It's. I mean, the aura just brings you on a high. And it has nothing to do with even with drugs. Like, I mean, I know it sounds a little hippy dippy, but like it's there's something cool about those things. I can only imagine at the Gorge, which is already a cool vibe. Oh, that would be so much fun. And I know my boy Levi and Lion Pride Music, they take their party buses down there, and every time he's like, you want to jump on the bus? And I'm like, that would be the perfect way to do it, not to have to worry about driving.
Yeah,
just get wasted and have fun and stare at people. Oh, that'd be fun.
And wear your candy necklaces and wristbands.
Yeah,
plur.
Right? I can finally wear them in other places besides here at work. Yeah. Although Toppy does enjoy biting into my candy necklace.
Someone gave me a candy necklace, and I was like, cool, man. So I was watching a movie, and I'm like, I'm going to eat that candy necklace. And so I'm biting them all off the thing with my front two teeth.
Uh-huh.
By the time I was done, my freaking face hurt for like days.
Really?
Because it just pushing on those front teeth all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it hurt so bad. I'll never do that again.
One time at a rave, I remember I was with somebody and like, eat some of that, eat my candy necklace. And there's a chick. And I'm like, so I'm leaning in and biting on her neck and eating
so
it.
So hot.
Right? And I'm like, this is awesome. And I like pulled and I snapped the.
Oh, you broke the whole thing.
Hit me in the face. And all the candy fell on the floor. It felt terrible.
But she probably looked at you like,
there goes her high.
Idiot.
Yeah, she looked at me and she was on ecstasy. And so was I. And we hugged.
Oh, nice. Aww.
Sorry. Oh, this feels so good.
I'll get you another one. No, it's Hold me, man.
Just don't let go. Give me a back rub. All right. You want to talk about great people watching? I mentioned Kevin from Metal Shop, and we went to WrestleMania in Dallas. There was no better people watching. We went to the Walmart right outside of the AT&T Stadium.
Mm-hmm. I bet it was a big one, huh?
It was a huge one. Walmart people watching alone is awesome.
Yeah.
Walmart people watching with other wrestling fans is even more awesome. Because wrestling fans are already, that's good people watching, with their belts and with their,
right.
It's a lot of cosplaying going on in the world of wrestling. So.
Yeah, they're into it.
Oh, man, at Walmart, like even the people who frequent Walmart were like, who are these weird people? It was awesome. I had so much fun. All right, Top Shelf, I'm putting it in your hands.
Let's do text messages.
All right, we got a, where is it?
That's not a knife.
All right, we got one text message, sorry. This comes from, actually it was via Twitter, but then texted as well. Love the new Drunk BJ and Migs cast. Awesome. Give it a listen. Love the show. Now I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Hawknado. And I'm like, he's also the guy, I believe he's the dude that has the giant bunny that I've shown us the pictures of.
The giant what?
He has a giant pet bunny.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Huge. Like, it's like the size of like a 5-year-old boy. It's
wow.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I saw one of those on the internet. Are you sure that's not an internet picture?
No, it's legit him. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So if you listen on your app or on like iTunes, they've got speed settings. So you can listen to something in like slow motion and fast speed. I don't really understand why those exist. Maybe like you're in a rush to listen to a podcast and you want to listen to it really fast, or maybe like you're on meth and you need it to slow down. I don't know what's going on, but so he put it on like the 0.5 slower than usual and played back. BJ sounds wasted.
Oh, nice.
And so here he is talking about, I believe, Tom Brady, but here's BJ. On the air, it sounded normal, but through this guy and the miracle of technology, BJ sounds hammered.
Yeah, really, a year and a half after the fact. And so if everyone is saying that it has to happen, then I don't know how there's not an asterisk next to their Super Bowl win.
That's hilarious.
Dude, that is weird. I wonder if I could pull up an old Mixcast and just do that on my phone. That is funny as all hell. Let's find an old Mixcast.
Dude, these bunnies are ridiculous.
Really, a year and a half after the fact. And so if everyone is saying that it has to happen, then I don't know how there's not an asterisk next to the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, man.
All right, so here we got a past episode.
How long would that take you to listen to a full Mixcast or an
hour? Long time.
Yeah. Forever.
2.5
Six
times.
Hours.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
There's your 5-hour show special. Done.
What the hell? Anyway, bye.
All right. Well, I'm going to slow
like
it down.
A manager who forgot to make his orders.
That's fast.
Yeah, I guess something happened to me.
Ooh, yeah, maybe there was a catastrophic meat event. I'm a contender, so I mean, I would definitely make the transition right to chicken tender.
Whoa! So works. It's great.
Fries. And the chicken fries.
And the chicken fries.
I'm a real big fan of the chicken fries. But I love the chicken sandwich, the long chicken sandwich.
I know the one.
A bunch of chicken tenders put on a bread. No, it's one big long piece that goes under their roll. Oh, they used to do also a chicken sandwich where they had chicken tenders. Yeah. No, these are just like
these are the things we talk about.
This would be a drunk conversation, right?
Yeah.
I tried those chicken fries.
Oh, dude, you're hammered.
New ones for the first time last week.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I wanted to go back for another.
I got the buffalo. See, there are options, even if they don't have the meat. Although,
great spot in the podcast. Dude,
right? This is the perfect drunk conversation. Isn't it crazy? I kind of want to just listen to this for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, I know.
Wow. I would probably have a meltdown, too. That was like,
yeah.
When you've got your heart set on something, if you want a Burger King burger, you want it specifically because it's a Burger King burger. I feel. Yeah.
I'm gonna get a headache, man.
I know, it happens so hard.
And if they're saying no and you're being denied,
right?
It's like going.
I feel like I've been at bars and overheard people have those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Oh man,
Speaking of Burger King, though, did I see on the interwebs that they're gonna, you know, the chicken fries?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna come out with chicken onion rings or something. I don't know. Oh. They're gonna like make them circular.
Sold.
I don't know what they're gonna do. I just saw a weird little half story and
weird.
There's no photos.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you make
chicken rings?
I guess you just fill it up with all like the random chunks of chicken and make it into a circle.
Yeah.
And just batter it.
And then batter and deep fry.
Boom. Done.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh no, I don't see that for Burger King, but I see recipes online for those things.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's check what our drunk podcasters have to say about all this.
Dairy Queen not be able to get a Blizzard when you got your heart set on it,
or a waffle cone,
and if you're locked into the drive-thru at that point,
you're stuck.
If there's someone behind you,
because you're driving.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Toppy, of course, is the drinking.
I'm
driving,
stuck
guys.
In the drive-thru. I need chicken fries.
That is awesome.
That is funny.
Well, Hawknado, thank you for that. That's our only text message.
No, oh, well, then I should probably play one of these.
What a friend to sit around and check him out. It's Steve Mixon, brightens up the sky.
It's all I can do not to play this one every week.
It's the best one.
I agree.
Yeah. It's so perfect.
Eat it now.
Eat it.
do at that point? You have to call 911 through on the way.
Nick, what do you want us to do?
Voicemails.
Voicemails. Dude,
then there's the thing that scripts it out, like it texts it out for you, right?
Oh,
like,
the transcript, yeah.
I can only imagine what that thing's doing today.
The transcript is like, looks like we're drunk and we've completely failed English. Like, do yourself a favor and read the transcript as you listen to the podcast. It's just a cluster F.
Go ahead and read it.
Just do whatever you want.
Clearly called 911 multiple times. Until they recognize,
right?
Until they arrest that person that screwed up the meat issue.
Oh my God, you're so hammered.
Somebody cut that guy off. Get him an Uber. Send him home.
Right.
All right, here's our voice. Our voicemails, you can leave a voicemail at 253-271-4787. Emails, it's themigscast@gmail.com.
What's up, douches? It's Carmack.
Yeah.
Nope. Just want to say I love you guys.
We love you.
Rev, congrats.
Thank you.
On your wedding. I am very drunk.
You sound like he's in his car.
Normal Titanic douche, man. But anyway, just want to say thank you for keeping me positive.
Oh, this is not a good podcast.
Love you guys.
Because all we do is bitch. Well, if you're drunk, we should hear more from the Drunk Mix cast.
It's no longer the Burger King.
Right.
How is this the Chicken King? Game of Thrones. We're going to ruin this.
Chicken Queen.
That's who we should start our own restaurant
Chicken
called.
Queen.
Chicken Queen. Hangs out with the Burger King.
His solo laugh was classic.
We love you, Carmack. Thank you for checking in with us. Let's check out our next voicemail.
Yo.
Oh, is this guy drunk?
What up?
It's the Rev.
Whoa, maybe.
All right, it's Rev. It's the day. It's 11 in the morning.
He sounds excited.
I'm mostly hungover from ye old bachelor party.
Nice.
I won't get into super details.
Why not? Didn't you go to a booby bar?
Let's just say it was a really, really, really good time.
Oh, we're going to find out.
Wanted to do an update. I want to do more updates, but booze and ridiculousness have gotten in the way. Wanted to say, hey, you guys. And, well, we'll talk more about it on Tuesday. Well, actually, we won't because I won't be there. So no. Just have to speculate. But that'll be fun, right?
Yes.
Sure, with the hot dog prince.
We got to find out what happened on his bachelor party.
Hell yeah.
Although, I don't know, because his wife, she listens to the podcast. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm. Those things aren't, we can have the mics off for it.
We could have that conversation and then come back on the air and be like, oh, Rev did nothing.
Yeah.
He ate some chicken at Burger King.
Well, we could reenact it right now then.
Yeah. Let's check out our next voicemail.
I have something to vent about, for
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Wait.
People who woo when their favorite song comes on, you know, like, woo! I get it. It's a good song. We all are enjoying it. I don't need to hear your additional musical take on how great this song is. Keep your woos to yourself, everyone.
Wow.
I kind of feel like we should start playing our voicemails through the same filter as these the drunken.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And from now on, whenever it is a vent, it's the drunken vent.
Nice.
I'll have to see if I could do that on the audio editor. I'm sure there's an easy way to do it. It's probably just a button.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I think that way, whenever anyone calls in and shares a story, they'll sound like this.
Dog Prince? I don't know what's going on. But yeah, that's... I wonder if the fish sandwich was available.
I think you got to put a new rule down, though. Is you got to keep them to 30 seconds.
That's a good point, because it's going to be a lot slower.
Yeah.
One thing about the woo, it's an interesting thing. If you've ever been to David Letterman, which now you can't because he's no longer on television, but when I've gone to a couple David Letterman tapings, and both times there's a couple things that their interns, I call it brainwashing, because it's really, that's what it is. You wait in line for a long period of time, and throughout the entire time, they keep telling you, make sure Dave loves it when the crowd's laughing. Like any comedian, he feeds off the energy of the crowd, so make sure you laugh. So by the time you show up and sit down in the Ed Sullivan Theater, I mean, they could just say anything, and you're going to start laughing, because you realize that the pressure is on. You got to deliver for Dave. You know, you don't want to let him down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is going on for like an hour. And then as you get closer, then they start going into, Dave doesn't like it when people woo. It's very, our microphones are very sensitive, and blah, 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 blah. So then they're telling you, you cannot woo during a taping of David Letterman. Like, it's just, the microphones can't handle it. But you watch any other late night talk show, like Leno or whatever show was on at that time, you hear people wooing and hooting and hollering all the time. I think it just boiled down to Dave was probably like this chick and hates people who woo.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't that Arsenio Hall's whole gig?
He was
Yeah, that's
dog
right,
pound,
right.
Bitch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that there was like these two main rules. Laugh at every freaking thing that is said on the late show, and then
no wooing.
No wooing. Was that Leslie that just walked by?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Oh, I was going to say bring her in, but she's already gone by now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still want her to share the Snapchat story. One of these days, she has a very weird.
I remember we couldn't get her in one time, yeah.
Yeah. She was busy doing stuff. Oh, well, not going to.
Is it as good as the elevator story?
Oh, it's better.
It's that was a pretty better. Good story.
Yeah. I could tell it. I don't think we need her for the story.
Okay.
All right. So she's like, hey, I have a Snapchat story that involves you. And I'm like, huh? It was like many months ago.
Awkward.
Right. So I'm like, okay. So then I finally get a time to talk to her. And I thought, well, what the hell's going on? Like, is there something weird that happened? So she, I guess at some point, like, you know, because I've said on the air, hey, if you want to follow me, it's just I'm Steve Miggs. Well, I think she started following Steve Miggs, and she gets a snap from that person, and it says something like, how's your night going? And she's like, well, this is really weird. Like, why would Steve snap me asking me how my night's going? So she replied back and said, it's going good. And then the next snap that she got back was
dong pic.
Shirtless pic.
So someone else with your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm like,
and she's a good looking lady.
Yeah. Thankfully, it had his face in the picture.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't.
Yeah, it would have been really awkward the next day.
You would have been in a meeting.
Right. Like all of a sudden, like, we need to talk to you. And then there's, you know, our HR person. And I remember we were talking, and I'm dying. I'm in tears about this story. I'm like, I can't believe that. Oh, my gosh. How funny.
Did he look like you?
No.
Okay.
But I'm like, thank God he didn't send a below-the-waist picture.
Yeah.
Like that Vicky and Sarah seem to be getting.
Right.
Because that point, you don't see my face.
There's only one way to prove it at that point.
And then, right? I'm like, look, I swear it's not me. And then I'm in trouble because I just showed my dong to human resources. Right. Did it look like this?
There's a freckle.
He's got a mole. Yeah. But I was like, what kind of... So that guy was probably thinking, oh, cool, just random chick following me on Snapchat.
Right. Engaging me.
Yeah.
Right.
What's going on? You're good? You having a good night? All right. Here I am shirtless. What's up? I'm Steve.
Sexy, right?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? I'm Steve.
Man, guys just have no filter.
And no...
No shame.
No buildup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is what women are all about, is the buildup.
The foreplay. Yeah. You gotta apply the foreplay mentality to your tweeting game, your Snapchat game.
Right.
You gotta ease people into these things. Like, Toppy and I are seasoned pros when it comes to back in the day.
I feel like I am, yeah.
MySpace, I think it was like fishing. Like, I think we've talked about, you know, you throw out the line, you get the response, and then it's like the fun game. How many response and interactions do I need to get before we could go on to the conversation of sex?
Answer is usually three.
For Toppy, it was. Me, it was about five. But, you know, everyone's got their own way of doing things. Yeah. But, yeah. Like, you know, you had to work your way. You had to at least say, how's your day?
Yeah.
And then
be a gentleman
and listen to what they had to say and then have a comment about that.
Exactly. Show right. that you're paying attention.
And then eventually get down the road of sex. Then the longer you get to know that person, you can kind of just jump right into it. But the first couple of communications need to be a little bit on the PG side.
Yeah. Have a sparring match, so to speak.
Right. Don't just send a random non-erect dong to BJ's daughter. It doesn't work that way.
Oh man.
I couldn't believe that story. If you didn't listen to BJ and Migs, you really need to tune in. What was that, on Monday that we found this out?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That Sarah, BJ's daughter, let's not forget that. So one of BJ's listeners, a guy who's been listening for a long time, thought it would be a good idea to send an unsolicited, non-build-up, no foreplay, Instagram direct message of his dong.
He was drunk, right?
That's what he says.
Yeah.
That's an easy out.
It's like, a very easy out.
We
but
know.
But men make really stupid mistakes when they're drunk.
Yeah, but we know drunk. Drunk sounds like this.
Sandwich. Have you guys seen I might be quoting you wrong, so don't go and expect to get this. I think it's like 5 items for $4 from Burger King.
Fast food nonstop.
That's what drunk people do.
Yeah.
Right.
This guy was all horned up and decided to send his, and it wasn't impressive. And I'm not saying that to be weird. Like, it wasn't, it had like, it looked like it either was just done or it was still kind of needing a couple more conversations before it could get to where it needed to be.
I was in the pool.
Yeah. And he sends that. Again, a guy who's been listening to BJ. So he's in a roundabout way an acquaintance of BJ's. Like, there's a relationship that's built. Like, we always, sure. One of the greatest things you'll ever hear from a listener in our line of work is that they feel like we're part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy feels like we are part of his family and decides to send his buddy BJ's daughter a dong shot that was not asked for.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. It really, I mean, like, as much as of a hard time I give BJ for bad choice of words.
Jesus.
As much of a difficult time I give BJ about his daughter on the show and, you know, and I stir the pot. It's all in good fun. I would never want to go down that road. Like, it's all meant to make everybody laugh and maybe piss BJ off a little bit. That's really messed up.
Yeah.
Really messed up. No apology is going to fix that.
No. He's dead to BJ.
And understandably so. Like, I can't even be like, BJ, you know, BJ wanted to block him. I'm like, we don't need to block him. I mean, he knows he made a mistake. He's embarrassed by it. But you don't need to respond to his apology. He doesn't deserve that's cool, man, or I'm still mad. He deserves no interaction.
I agree.
That's right. All right, next voicemail.
I'll tell you something that really gets under my skin. I don't understand it, is why people clap at the end of a movie. In a movie theater, there's nobody there. None of the actors are there. The director is not there. Are you clapping for the guy in the projection booth? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm really thinking these vents need to go through the drunk filter.
Yeah.
I rarely see that happen. I think maybe Star Wars I saw it happen, but otherwise I never hear people.
Cinerama is the only place that I see it happen.
My usual movie experience is about 11 a.m. on a weekday.
And you're the only one in there.
And I always dream of that, Steve, but it still has yet to come true. But yes, it's only me and two other people.
You should start doing the clapping and like stand up and clap and then look at everyone else and be like, come on!
Do that, the get up thing.
Let's go. Show some respect. Great.
Well, you didn't like it?
What? Why don't you get your money back if you didn't like it?
Make sure you don't. I always sit in the back row, too. I like sitting in the very back because usually I brought in my own refreshments and food.
What, are you afraid that the other people there are undercover?
I get a little wigged out sometimes.
Dude, I've been told to put away my candy that I brought in.
Really?
By the workers at the theater.
Tell them to piss off.
I tried to, and they were like, we'll kick you out.
Oh,
tell
them I'm sorry.
It was... What's that?
Was it right over there?
No. It was at one of the places you have to reserve your seats.
What kind of candy did you bring in?
Starburst. And I'm like, you guys sell Starburst. How do you know that I didn't know?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because it was in a different package.
Oh.
Now you need to buy a baggie and then,
you should buy it once and save the baggie.
Yes,
and
I will.
Refill it every time.
Great idea.
If I worked for a theater, am I really going to be that much of a rule freak?
Yeah. I wouldn't, that's for sure. I think good on you, man. Way to cheat the system.
Right, what does it matter? He's not getting commission on that Starburst.
I agree, yeah.
No one's going to give him the employee of the month parking spot because he busted Nick and his bag of Starburst.
I frequently buy whatever I'm going to buy on the way there, you know, like fast food or whatever.
Hey, you take in burgers and stuff,
oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially the Northgate one with the Five Guys right at the entrance. Oh, Five Guys is going in every time.
So good.
The only problem with that is they wrap that damn thing in foil and it's a little loud when I'm freaking out in the back row. But I was going the other day and I'm sitting there in my mind going, "Can I'm hungry." Mm-hmm. And I had my KISW jacket on, so I'm thinking about the pockets and what'll fit in my pockets and shapes and stuff. I came up with the best Taco Del Mar.
Yes.
And just like a gun under
my
jacket.
That's in foil, though, too. That's in foil, though.
I know, and I had to peel it off, and I made a little pile. Luckily, there's only two other people in the theater.
Definitely not hard shell, though, right?
No. I just got the Mondo, the regular old Mondo.
Hell yeah.
I usually like them wet, but I'm like, I can't pull that off. There's no way I'm getting
that. Are we still talking about MySpace?
Shut up.
Hey, let's check in with our iDrunk podcast.
Oh, God.
It's like you get burger.
I thought I heard about that, yeah.
French fries, the drink, chicken tenders,
yeah,
and I think a cookie.
At least we know what all the fast food joints have for specials.
And I think a cookie.
I love the way you broke it all down.
I almost want to pull up the WrestleMania podcast and see what wrestlers sound like when they're drunk.
Have you guys done the munchie meals before at Jack in the Box?
Speak slower when we talk about this.
Are those things only offered like in the middle of the night?
For the reduced price. You can get them regularly for like $2 more.
See, they don't make that clear. The cheeseburger / burger.
Yes.
That thing looks amazing, but I'm always like, that's after 9 o'clock or something.
Oh, that's available earlier?
Yeah, you just have to pay more.
See, that's news to you, too. I didn't know this.
How much more are we talking?
Like $2-3.
What a brilliant idea on their part. You say stoner.
Yeah.
You want that stoner meal that you can usually get at 9 o'clock at night and later?
Yeah.
Give me $2 more. Sure, bruh.
Okay, well, guess man. Who knew about that?
Right.
The stoner.
The
right.
Ultra stoner.
Or is it just that one store where the guy's pocketing the extra $2? He's like, yeah, you want that? All right, you got to pay more, stoner.
Oh, man. That used to be me.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Here, so we got a wrestler. I don't know which wrestler. It might be Bray Wyatt. Who knows who? But this is from that podcast where I did all the WrestleMania interviews. Come on.
Some people were familiar with me. I didn't know that the
Bray Wyatt.
NXT or WWE universe was familiar with, you know, independent.
Right.
Now that I'm here, I realize that. But I didn't at the time.
Oh, wait, is that AJ Styles?
I'm gonna walk out here and it's going to be crickets.
Yeah.
Well, which one was hammered, Steve?
It was AJ Styles. He was he almost passed out.
I mean, but that was a huge gamble. I mean, if it failed because it was an R-rated film,
right?
He's considered he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
For that. I think that makes it better. In a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as thanks for listening to it.
Right on, you know? Well, Sam Roberts, man, hanging out here. Check out the Sam Roberts Wrestling Podcast as well as his other podcast.
Because Sam doesn't drink, so I had Sam Roberts from the Sam Roberts Wrestling Podcast on, and apparently, though, when you listen back to it, he's drunk.
He sounds the drunkest.
And if you have satellite radio, listen on Opie Radio, too. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you.
And not
Thank
Sam
you.
On all the social media.
Everywhere. NotSam.com.
All right, we are here. We are hanging out with AJ Styles.
Oh, here's
the
AJ.
Phenomenal one. And I'm just.
You sound like you have a head injury, man.
I'm pumped that we have you here. I'm pumped that this is a. Would you ever.
It was really nice that he was willing to talk to me over drinks.
Thought in a million years you'd be doing WrestleMania Radio Row.
I'd written it off, man.
Yeah.
Just
hey, man.
there's not going to be a WrestleMania moment for me, and I'm okay with that.
I can do this all day. I'm sorry. This is so much fun. Yeah, all right, let's check out our next voicemail. Oh, we got another voicemail, don't we? No more?
Unless I skipped the fourth one by accident.
I think so. I think because there's one from the Rev still.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Let's hope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
It's the Rev, and I am married. We had a killer, super, I'm tired, a super awesome wedding up at the Bonnie Springs Ranch. Steampunked out, had a party bus. It was amazing.
Nice.
I know a lot of you guys have seen the pictures and stuff on the Mixcast page, yeah, or even on Real BJ Share, the KISW page. Oh, my God. It was so cool. My feet are friggin' dead today, and I am tired, but I got hitched. Michelle and I did it. We're eagerly awaiting all the stories. I already told Top Shelf this, but I'm going to leave just a little teaser for you guys. Dee Snider came to my wedding. Just going to say that there.
What?
He didn't say why.
All right, guys.
He's going to tell us
why. Check you guys later, and we'll talk about it. I know a lot sooner or a lot after when I get here. Whatever.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Peace.
Wow, 57 seconds. Good job, Rev.
Did he say Dee Snider?
Dee Snider went to his wedding?
The lead singer of Twisted Sister was at his wedding.
What?
But he didn't say why. So I have no information for you.
Do you think like V was just walking the streets and they ran into him?
Or does he have something to do with the
ranch
place or?
Oh yeah, or maybe he was doing something nearby.
Who knows?
You know, Rev and his party probably attracted a lot of attention because they all looked really awesome in their steampunk.
They did.
Out.
Yeah,
like,
they
I saw
did.
A few pictures where like Rev and his wife Michelle and somebody else.
Ed.
There was some chick
oh,
that
did
like
he go.
Yeah,
nice.
Was he all steampunked out?
Yeah.
Matt Coke was there. Yep. Vicky B. I'm so high and I'm steampunking.
Whoa, we got a snort.
What would it sound like if our podcast was on cocaine? Hold on a second. All I thought was, next time I play
hockey, there is a Burger King nearby.
I can't listen to that.
I've been cost effective. I've done the KFC $5 Phillips. Yeah, get a cookie in that one, too.
Yeah, it helps, man.
If my wife gives me a cookie, great. I'll be like, listen, you want that new car when I finish my car payments, which is just like a month away.
I was nice.
Doesn't that feel great? No, because then I'm going to have to get my wife a car.
Oh,
and she's got expensive taste. She wants like something fancy like a Lexus or a Mercedes.
You know what, though? You could understand all of it.
You could.
And you didn't half the time.
Dude, how weird
Why
is
are we
it,
wasting
though?
Our time?
I just went to the same clip where all the food talk was.
Right.
And just started it up again. And, we've
totally changed
switched
topic.
Gears. And the conversation that was like the quote-unquote coke conversation about driving fast and cars. Yeah. And
now we're in luxury vehicles. Yeah, Lexuses.
Yeah, it's weird, man. This has been a weird already podcast. All right, that's all of our voicemails. Right. And I cannot wait to talk to the Rev tomorrow about Dee Snider going to his wedding. What the F?
Right, and we'll talk to you all about it a week from now.
That's right. Oh.
It's the Mixcast. It's the Mixcast.
Oh no, we're addressing this on BJ and Migs. We're crossing the streams. We're gonna play that voicemail and figure out what the F happened with Rev.
Because sure.
That is unbelievable. Dee Snider was at your wedding?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know.
At least he didn't brag about it.
Right.
Oh, that's really cool, man. What an awesome memory.
I hope he got a picture
got
with
that.
Him.
Yeah, me too.
Nice job.
Watch it wasn't him, and it was just some guy that was dressed as a chick.
I mean, Vegas is known for their lookalikes.
Yeah. That's right. He didn't move, though. It was a wax figure.
Yeah. How big of a Twisted Sister fan are you, Rev? Just some blonde guy and somebody...
Just some really unattractive chick with a lot of makeup.
Oh, that's a great idea for a wedding. Go down to Vegas at the Wax Museum and just have all the celebrities as your guests.
Or just
take photos with
that's
them.
Where you get all your wedding pictures.
Yeah.
That would blow people's minds. You're like,
that's
here I am
idea.
With Madonna. Here I am with Marilyn Monroe. Yes, she's still alive.
There was a rock girl that did that, and I was looking at her pictures because she was hot, and she was with her fiance, and they went to a wax museum, and I found myself just falling down that rabbit hole because they had funny little comments next to each people, and I just thought it was, and they posed like they were total idiots. It
that
was hilarious.
Is awesome. Oh, man, I got to go to a wax museum and just do all that. See how long until people start realizing it's not. I always wanted to do something where I like just random person on the street just take a picture and be like, look, I ran into Matt Damon. And not even have it be him and just be like, or like I've always wanted to do like go like somewhere where there's like grass, like a park, and be like, I'm in France. but there's nothing in the picture that would make you think that I am in France.
Right.
But there's also nothing in the picture that would confirm that I'm not in France. Yeah. And like, I just do like a whole photo album of me like in an, like just in a restaurant at McDonald's.
Yeah, with a wall behind you right. or whatever. And a, sure.
So like, eating in France. Delicious.
Maybe somebody with a beret in the background.
Bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine.
Every
a
time.
Baguette.
Eating a French fry. Yeah. In France, having a French fry. LOL.
That's
oh man,
so funny.
All right, so I guess emails is all that's left. So
yeah,
I guess
we'll do
that. And we don't have that many. So, in fact, we only have one.
Slow day.
It is. You know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you get an S ton. We always get the voicemails, which is nice because
yes.
next week maybe we'll do drunk voicemails. All right, this is from our buddy Nick. You know, Nick, he's come to a bunch of our shows.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I've talked about this at length on Facebook page. And that's just go to the Migs Cast on Facebook, and you can enjoy some of the insanity. And I emphasis on insanity. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. If you have time to kill at work, this is the best way to do it, because there's always funny videos that are posted, random pictures of food, and then just an enormous amount of trolling on each other between Barrett and Caesar and whoever else gets into the mix. It's very entertaining, and it's fun to see that there's a community for all of you Titanic douches out there, and it's on Facebook. All right, he says, I talked about it on the Facebook page, but I want advice on this anyway. As most are aware, Baby Metal's coming to the Showbox Soto in July, and I obviously plan on going. I'm getting VIP, but I was wondering if I should go for sight, their effing adorable, angelic-looking badasses, or sound and safety, where I won't get squashed to bits in the wall of death. Thanks for this, and sorry, Toppy. Sincere and massive kits soon. I don't know what that means, but that's from Nick, and he says, I can make it home this time, because remember he had the issue before where he'd show up to a show and didn't have a ride back, but now he's figured that out. So I guess... He wants to know.
Oh, it's this
Nick that has the rolling walker slash chair.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah. So I guess he wants to know if he should go for a sight spot where he's quite possibly putting himself in danger, or
True.
Sound and safety where, you know, he can kind of be somewhere where he can just kind of watch the show and not have to worry about people trampling on
him. He's a smaller, frail guy that would get pushed around a lot. It's Baby Metal. I mean, who's going to be getting crazy at the Showbox?
Yeah, you never know.
Have you heard this thing?
Yeah, I have. But
aren't they like the metal band that sounds cute and adorable?
Yeah,
we played it on the podcast.
It's metal, man. I think they're going to go crazy down there.
I think Castle's trying to set up an arrangement where we can do an interview with them, which would be funny because they barely speak English.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like, we have an interpreter. We can get Ichiro.
Dude, I got offered, who's a big boxer that just recently boxed? Canelo, I think, if you look it up. I think that's his name, but he doesn't speak English. And they were offering interviews, and they said if you interview him, you need to have his interpreter. And I was like, oh, timing didn't work out. But I'm like, yes, of course we want to interview him.
Is he Spanish? Could we have used Vicky?
Oh, yeah. We could be like, yes, but we have our own interpreter as well.
And then just tell her to just be super flirty with him and just dirty.
Oh, that would be funny.
I can't find the name. I forget what you said.
Great. Thanks a lot.
What do you think I said?
I'm not even going to try.
What do you think I said? Chicaro.
I like that he looked.
How would you
spell
that?
And then said, I can't find it because I don't remember what you said. Well, why'd you even look?
I forgot midway in, like, down one.
That happened to me with Soul Asylum. I was like, who the hell were we just talking about 2 seconds ago? I'm drunk again.
My bad.
Oh, that's okay. In fact, we got a little clip of Nick, I'm sure.
It is your bad.
Those are stripper names. Just tell her that. Just tell her that. Maybe it'll put her off of it.
I mean, that's crazy, because on Saturday night, I got myself a Lexus and a Mercedes, too.
Maybe not that way.
Get her like a 91 Lexus. Say what? It's a Lexus.
I think it was Canelo.
Canelo.
I think that's his name. I can't remember. It's a boxer. He's a big deal.
Caramellos are good.
Yeah, Canelo.
Yeah.
Canelo Alvarez.
That's it. Yep.
Nice
work.
Oh, yeah. He speaks Vicky's language.
Oh, yeah. Si.
Senor.
All right. Well, so I think we're all agreeing that he should err on the side of safety.
Yes.
It's a small club. You'll be able to see anywhere.
Yeah.
I would suggest trying to get posted up on like the front of the bar area. Is it the Showbox?
Soto.
Soto. Hmm. Well, they have those sweet spots like that are like against the garage door windows. And if you could get in a good spot right there, you can watch the show and sit and be safe. Or you just I always err towards chilling out by like the soundboard.
Yeah. And he said he's going VIP, so I'm guessing it's not going to get too rowdy in the VIP section.
Yeah, yeah, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Well, let us know how the show goes, because that probably will be a lot of fun to go check out. All right, that's all we got. Next week, the Reverend in Fuego is back, and we go knee-deep into his bachelor party. And maybe his wedding, too. I don't know. I'm sure we'll have some interesting conversations like this.
It has to be brand new. Michelle had like a 97 Mercedes. It ran good for a little while.
All right. For the drunk.
And then I drove it and crashed it.
For the drunk Migs cast. And for the sober Migs cast. Thank you for listening as always. We really do appreciate it. Please tell your friends. Please review it on iTunes. Do all that crazy crap, kids. Thank you, and stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive.
You had a BMW.
I did have a BMW until the drivetrain chain went through it and shredded the thing.
It's so funny because
Nazis. Like right? I told her, I'm like, look, if this is like this is important. Like she wants a new car. She's had a 97 Honda Accord forever. I get.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free at dirtylabs.com.